This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark, it's Jamie. Gosh, your voicemail is so soothing. I kind of want to just call it when I'm having a bad day and, like, reflect and meditate. Yeah. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
I don't know why she was putting on, she almost sounded like an East Coast dialect, Northern California girl, but welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the bees, the bee man, Paul Cronshaw, co-founder of the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association, will be coming on in December. If you have bees, honeybees, don't call Lens Pest Control. Go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline, sbba.org, sbba.org, Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association. Today's guest, Barbara Anderson, the attorney suing Zillow. This morning, she was in court for the latest update. She's going to be on the phone with us in the second segment. We'll get a clue. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly year to date. Year to date, I will do in the first segment. The politics, I have been mentioning what the California Association of Realtors is suggesting. Yes, on Proposition 5, they want to allow everybody to transfer their tax base, which you can do now, but you can only do it within the same county, or a select small number of counties that will accept your tax base. But there are 58 counties. So vote yes on Prop 5, and then you could transfer it all over. The other side is claiming it will cost them money, and that may or may not be true. And California Association of Realtors is suggesting to vote no on Prop 10, which is a rental housing act having to do in part with rent control. Myself, Prop 7. Now, Richard, are you going to vote yes on Prop 7? That is the proposition to do away with changing of the clocks. Every time we change the clocks, up or back, the day I do that program right after, it takes me a long time. And there's studies showing that there's more car accidents and different things happening, heart attacks. It's a bizarre thing. Now, you're from Arizona, so right now we're in the same time as Arizona, but when we change clocks back, we will be on a different day. Arizona does not, so they're year-round daylight savings, which is first, standard time, and then they created daylight savings? Okay. So I don't know if it's a good idea, but I'm going to vote yes on Prop 7 to do away with changing the clocks. It's so arbitrary. It's so bizarre. It's like, can you imagine the first guy that said, hey, I got an idea. Why don't we put the clocks, change the clocks, put them forward? Are you nuts? You don't like it? You're going to change the clocks? So they locked him away and took away his clock. So I guess we're coming up to the time change, and yeah, that's my opinion, and I could be right. Okay, let's do a year-to-date stats here through October 26, 2018. We're into 43 weeks of the year 2018, the 1,051st week. I've compiled these statistics. And year-to-date, the median price year-to-date single-family residences only just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service from Carpinteria to Goleta is $1,275,000. That's the median price. That's including Montecito Hope Ranch. You know what it was year-to-date last year? Give you one guess. $12? No, that's incorrect. $1,275,000. Exactly the same. In 2016, it was $1,195,000, and in 2015, it was $1,151,000. On the numbers side, though, we are still down 9.3%. It's been hovering around that. One time it was 10%. 9.3% fewer sales year-to-date single-family homes through October 26, 2018, compared to last year. Now, averaging 19.74, last year 21.77. But in 2016, it was 20.23, so we're not too far behind 2016. 2015 was like 2017, closer to 21.5 sales per week. Single family residences only, no condos or planned unit developments. So we're down 9.3% fewer sales, 87 fewer sales for the first 43 weeks. So that's That's about two per week. Two sales per week. Does that mean anything to you? When, you know, is that a stat? Is that like, wow, it's only two? Well, but that means that two buyers and two sellers, four principals, did not make a sale this past week. Four agents did not make a sale. Two fewer escrows, escrow companies didn't do any business. Home inspectors, two fewer home inspections. And on and on and on. So it adds up. It adds up to the number two. All right, let's see if I got a, I got a home maintenance tip of the week, which is funny because I haven't done it in about 3 years. But it sounds better than home maintenance tip every 3 years. A good friend of mine was replacing his water heater, and he didn't think to look at the gas line and see where it hits the old water heater versus the gas inlet on the new water heater. And when he put the new water heater in, it was located farther away, so he couldn't, he didn't have hot water that night. It was late at night, so he had to go buy a longer flex hose for that, so... That's a little home maintenance tip of the week. Review and measure your gas inlet location. He's having trouble putting on the earthquake straps himself. His wife was out of town. I meant to ask him why he didn't, like, you know, grab a bungee cord or something and kind of hold him, you know, hold him in place. I couldn't reach one. I don't know exactly what the problem is, but that'll be next week's home maintenance tip of the week. So we get two in a row. And do we have any? Do we have any pet monkeys? Do you have a pet monkey? You have a lot of critters.
I'm considered.
I don't know if there are any condo rules that say you can't have any pet monkeys. That was an old joke my dad used to tell me. This poor woman was crying. She was holding her baby, and a man walked over and said, what's the matter, ma'am? Oh, my, you know, someone just made fun of how ugly, you know, my, well, I don't know how she could have phrased it, how ugly, and then the guy consoled her and then said, and here's a banana for your monkey. But she couldn't have said they were making fun of my baby. So finally, today in history, which thankfully the Santa Barbara News Press is finally putting that back in. I have a note to check it online because I love... Just interesting. Today in history, this was October 25th, 2018. In 1920, do you remember this? King, how old were you? King Alexander of Greece, my dad was 6 years old. King Alexander of Greece died from blood poisoning after being bitten by a pet monkey. Now, it doesn't say his pet monkey. So in 1920, people had, well, I'm sure today people have monkeys as pets. But he was bitten by a pet monkey and developed blood poisoning. That's, and a king, no less. Jeez. What are the odds?
6-1.
So 6-1, my dad was 6 years old. There you go. So we have the attorney coming up, and then maybe we'll probably just do one segment with her. In the third segment, I've got some information about cleaning up changes in real estate laws. And one of them is kind of a biggie, but some of it has to do with nomenclature and, you know, what is a selling agent? What is, Richard, what is a selling agent? Is that, who is he representing? Who's the selling agent representing? In a real estate transaction?
The buyer?
Well, you were correct. You were correct. But, but a lot of people would guess the seller because you're selling agent, but you're selling it when you're... Anyway, they're changing that, and I'll discuss that in the third segment. Mark Schneibin's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with Barbara Anderson, who's out of... God, I can't remember the state she's out of... We'll see what kind of state she's in because we're going to find out what the court ruled on her motion against Zillow, another, you know, it's a big deal. She's been doing it. We've had her on for about 2 years now, and it's still going on. She's from the Midwest somewhere, maybe Chicago. Well, we'll find out. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.